The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-600-8192. That's 800-600-8192. 800-600-8192.
The Redskins kind of, by proxy, won their trademark battle with the government.
I think we talked about the Slants case here on this show, right?
Yeah, we did. Yes, but, we did. But this morning we didn't mention.
We teased it on radio.
Yeah, the Slants is an Asian group, right?
Mm-hmm. They
wanted to be called the Slants, and that was denied them at first, and so they sued, and I guess it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court just ruled that's free speech.
Yes. So, and we kind of mentioned this a little bit, I think, on this show. I can't remember which. I think too many freaking shows. So the Slants were a band, and they named themselves, they're Asian, they named themselves the Slants to try to take ownership of that term. They were like, you know what, we're going to call ourselves that name that people call, you know, that old-timey name, which is very old-timey when they did it. The people call Asian people, and we're going to take control of that name. So they were able to call themselves that. However, they were not able to get a copyright because the copyright office said, well, that's a derogatory name. You can't have the copyright. They said, wait a minute, it's free speech. So they took this up the chain. The same ruling was used against the Redskins. So this the Supreme Court case was not the Redskins case. It was the case involving this band, the Slants.
But it affects the Redskins as well.
But it affects the Redskins. And now the DOJ, after that ruling, is
they conceded their case against the Redskins.
They're like, okay, we're fine.
Which is that's finally decided.
Why wasn't that done on day one when Donald Trump became president? Is another question I would have. But that's now finally dead, which is good. Mm. It was a ridiculous thing. By the way, at least the Slants was an argument. It was a derogatory term that they took on when it was a derogatory term to try to change it. The Redskins, on the other hand, was a supportive term, an honorary term at the time when it was named. And people have, in retrospect, tried to make it into an insult, the exact reverse of what the Slants are trying to do, taking a derogatory term and turn it into something positive. They were trying to take a positive term and turning it into a derogatory term, which luckily has not worked. So the other thing, too, is have you ever heard of them?
No, not until
just
this case.
Just the Supreme Court thing. It's a weird, this happens a lot because the mainstream case that everyone's talking about, the Redskins, is not the one that actually winds up deciding it.
Yeah.
Have you
heard of those Slants?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
Jeffy?
Not the band.
No.
Okay.
There you go.
Alrighty. It's interesting in the article, too, the very last sentence. A recent poll of Native Americans by the Washington Post revealed a majority did not find the team name offensive. Yeah. It wasn't just a majority. It was 90%. But just 90%. I mean, it didn't go to 100.
Well, the Washington Post, that was a hard right-wing organization.
The exact opposite of that. But other than that, it was a pretty, factual statement.